May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. On my more curmudgeonly days, I wish that we could simply appoint this reading for every time we do a baptism. Yes, you're thinking, you want to read this reading when these loving, wonderful parents bring their beloved children up the altar to be baptized? Have you lost your mind? But this is a reading in which Jesus is warning those who would follow him that this is a deadly serious enterprise that they are entering into. And I will admit that I am always deeply disappointed when families come for baptism and they leave after the celebration and I never see them again. Because I believe deeply that baptism is indeed the day when we make a commitment to promise to follow Jesus, just as Jesus calls us to in this gospel. It's stringent and forceful words is frankly a little bit of hyperbole. Jesus has turned his face to Jerusalem. He knows what he is going to. He knows how this story ends. But the folks who have crowding behind them haven't humbled to it yet. He's got huge crowds of people coming who are attracted. They're interested because he's been feeding 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. He's been healing. It's almost like a holiday, a festival. Let's follow this guy and see what will happen next. Won't it be fun? Won't it be exciting? I wonder what will happen when we get to Jerusalem. Oh, boy. Quick, go get your sister. Let's go. And Jesus knows that if they follow him all the way to Jerusalem, if they are truly going to be his disciples, it's not going to be a party. That eventually, sooner or later, that commitment is going to ask a tremendous amount of them. It is going to ask them to confront people who reject them. It is going to ask them to hold fast in the face of persecution and even death. It is going to ask them to place following him above everything else in their lives, above all the other things that they want and dream for and long for. He knows that this is not a small commitment. And he turns around and he uses the strongest language possible to try and get through to this celebratory crowd. This crowd is going, yeah, what fun! Exactly what they are getting into. Because he doesn't think they should come unless they have taken the time to consider exactly what they signed up for. Which is kind of why I wish we would read this at baptism. Because when we bring a child and we say, yes, I want this child to follow Christ, we should take a few moments to think about what exactly we're signing them up for. And I think most of us probably haven't thought that far ahead when we do that. So why do I keep baptizing children no matter what? Why on earth would my premise be I'll baptize anyone, just come and ask? I'll be honest, it's because I think most parents, when they come with good intentions. They intend to make a commitment, and they intend to come regularly. They intend to teach their children what that commitment will mean. They intend to live life the way Jesus lays out. And some of them do. Some of them raise children like all of you who come and who realize that this is a deadly serious thing, that following Jesus will ask a lot of them, and they are willing to follow anyway. But I also do it because, as Mary Arnold reminded us on the Wednesday Bible study, none of us, when we arrive, when we first hear the good news, when we're first interested in what Jesus might offer us is ready for the kind of commitment Jesus is talking about. None of the folks who are following Jesus in that big giant crowd were ready to make that level of commitment on the first day they came to check out who this teacher was. None of us starts out ready to offer our lives, our families, our everything to God. It takes us a while, maybe a whole lifetime, to grow into that kind of commitment to Jesus. It takes us a whole lifetime of reflection and prayer and baby steps, small commitments leading to larger commitments, to be able to give our whole lives to God, to be able to offer all our possessions to God. None of us sitting here is probably quite ready to follow Jesus all the way to the cross, just as that crowd gathered behind him wasn't fully committed yet. And that's okay, because even the 12 who followed Jesus, even the 12 who had given up family and possessions, it took them a while to get there. They all ran away when Jesus was arrested. Peter denied even knowing Jesus. Jesus knows this about the crowd, and he knows this about his disciples, and he knows this about us. He knows it's going to take us a while to grow into the kind of people who can love God so thoroughly, so completely, that we will place God first no matter what else happens. But God knows we are capable of it. So I baptize children knowing that their families are not ready for that kind of commitment. And I baptize babies knowing that none of us is quite there yet, because I know that it takes a first step. And that first step takes another step. And it does take commitment. We won't ever get past that first step if we are not willing to commit to taking the next step. We have to be willing to come, to learn, to study, to pray. We have to learn step by step how to grow into people for whom God is what we offer our hearts and minds and whole self to. That simple little instruction, love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself, God knows it's going to take us a whole lifetime to live fully into that one single commitment. And that's okay. But Jesus reminds us in our passage today that that's what we're called to. That's where we're going. That's what we're journeying to being the kind of people for whom God is the most important, our whole life, our whole being, that we are rooted in following Jesus, in trusting that he will lead us in the right way, no matter how hard, no matter what we're asked to give up along the way, that Jesus will lead us. And that doesn't mean we're all going to be asked to give up family or all of our possessions or any of the, or even our lives. Some of us will merely be asked to support those who stand up. We will become people who pray. But it does mean that we have to be committed if we're going to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. If we're going to stand up for the marginalized, care for the poor, and stand up against those who teach us hate instead of love, we might be asked to give something up. We might have to give a lot up. And Jesus knows that. And he wants us to be clear when we say now, I want to follow Jesus. But we know that's what we're committing to. I love worshiping outside on a bright sunny day, but this is the easy time. God gives us these days so that we're ready for the hard days. May we be people who can love God with all our heart and soul and might, that we can follow him no matter what the cost.